You're listening to
Trekcast.
Nice as always. Hey, it's Sunday, August 30th, episode number 250, Trekcast. Here we are again. Hey, today it's just the two of us. Dan is gone. So for now, he's busy.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yeah. One of those songs, I forget which one it was, but me and a couple of the guys sang like junior high or something like that for a talent show. Boys,
I hope it wasn't "I'll Make Love to You."
No, it wasn't that one. It was probably that one we just sang. Honestly, it was either that one or it was one of the other ones where they're talking about someone's nostalgia. I don't know. It was good, but anyway. So, hey, today's episode of Trekcast is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Yes, that's right. We have an ad at ZipRecruiter, and you know, you might need that one of these days in case you, for instance, like maybe have a co-host who just decides not to show up one day and you want to replace him, but you're not really sure how to replace him. Well, you know, maybe you just want to find a one-armed monkey. That would be better. But if you can't find a one-armed monkey, instead, you can try ZipRecruiter. Post your ad to all the different platforms, Career Builder, all of them, all like 150 of them all at once. And before you know it, you'll have a new co-host in the same day. So thanks, Dan, for not showing up.
I thought the shuttle crash landed somewhere.
Yeah. It's pretty close to it anyway. No, yeah. That's not. I thought I'd just pull that.
Jersey or something.
I don't know. Yeah. So, okay, back to the show.
Yeah, exactly. It's always like this.
Mm-hmm. So you had a little fun drama last night. Idaho. Tell us about it. Tell us a story. Yeah. That was pretty good.
So I was driving home and my dad texted me, and so I pulled into the Walmart parking lot because it was nearby, and I'm like, okay, I'll reply back to this text. And I'm just sitting in the parking lot responding back to the text, and I hear all this yelling coming off to the side, and it's Idaho, so like that happens. It's, you know, and then I the yelling gets louder, and it's this couple, I would venture to say in their early 20s, as redneck as you can imagine, and they're just yelling at each other, and I didn't hear much of what they were saying, but I did hear one great line. And it was the I imagine the girlfriend who said she was my sister, and that basically gives you what's going on. You know, there was a lot of swearing and cussing and, you know, very PG-13 language, and then
someone got jiggy with it.
And so the girlfriend hopped in her pickup truck. Looked like a 1990s Ford something or another.
Is it a dually or is it just a straight pickup truck?
It's a straight little pickup truck.
Okay.
Something that you could probably buy for maybe $2,000 at the most.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And she did a burnout and trouble. So
that's she always funny.
Grinded the gears as she was shifting. So,
oh boy.
So clearly did. I'm guessing maybe it was his truck and she didn't really know how to drive it.
Oh, that's even better. She drives off with his truck. That'd be funny.
So he looked like a dude who really liked his Mountain Dew and MMA fights.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeah.
Do you see that thing going around with the big guy who's like going into the kitchen and he goes into the refrigerator and he can't find his Mountain Dew and he's looking around for it everywhere. And then he starts yelling and screaming at whoever's recording it going, "Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Let me smell your breath. Let me smell your breath." He's like totally losing it. There's this thing going around like all summer.
I hadn't seen that at all.
Oh, I got to look at that and post that in the group. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Guys in their Mountain Dew. It's as bad as it was back in the day for Surge when Surge first came out. That was like everybody was drinking that and going nuts over it. So
see, I feel like Bang Energy Drinks is the new like.
Yeah. The new Monster or whatever.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. The new Red Bull.
Yeah.
Although I don't see anybody. Well, I guess people are putting Bang into beverages in the at the bar.
Adult beverages, if they will.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've hit peak when you're starting to put it inside alcohol.
Right. That's the litmus test.
That is it. Yeah.
How was your week?
Busy as always. It's just crazy busy. I worked from home all week, but even with that, it felt nuts until yesterday. Yesterday was a little slower. Friday was a little slower, but man, I got so frustrated. There was a project that I'm going to be doing a demo on this next week. And, I set everything up to just kind of test it out and run through it, even though I didn't think it'd be a big deal. I like to run through it anyway to make sure if there's any little glitches, I'll work them out now or work them out in my head anyway. So when I go to do it, it's not a problem. Couldn't get it to work at all. I mean, it's the simplest thing in the world, and I can't get it to work. So, So Monday will be interesting.
Do you have paper towels behind you?
Paper towels?
On your cork board or your board up there?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are shop towels.
Oh, okay.
It's a roll of shop towels.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
For some reason, yeah. I don't know, cleaning stuff, wiping stuff down, working on stuff. I mean, the bench that this is all sitting on is actually my toolbox.
Oh, cool.
So it's like a standing desk / bench. So
whenever
I build my new PC, it'll all get built right here.
Nice.
So maybe I'll do...
You gonna build a PC like Henry Cavill?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably better than Henry's, but...
Probably, yeah.
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 But now I'm going to try to keep it under about $1,000 and buy components here and there over the next couple of months and just kind of, whenever I can get an extra $100 in a month or $150 in a month or something like that, I'll buy a component and just kind of let it stack here until I've got everything over the course of the next 4 or 5 months. And then there you go. Mm-hmm. So it'll be pretty sweet though when it's done.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got the lights already pegged out for it. I mean, I've got the whole list already done. The shopping list is there. So now it's just whenever I can throw some money at it all slowly. It won't even, it'll feel like I didn't spend any money because it'll be piecemeal, but.
I did some new shopping recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see it behind me. Right over my head.
Oh, the bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Paddington.
Paddington bear. You got yourself a bear. Nice.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, should we get to the news?
Yeah, I guess we should. We should move into it. All right, here we go.
All right.
Attention all hands. It's time for Star Trek news.
All right, so our first news story comes to us from Inverse.com, and the headline reads, Star Trek Section 31 producer reveals a massive clue about the setting. Spoilers, he doesn't. So recently, Alex Kurtzman did an interview with Variety Streaming Room Q&A, and the big quote that they say drops a huge hint about Section 31 is this, quote, I'm really excited about where it's going. I can't wait to see Michelle in that part. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about the world that it occupies. We've seen some stuff online where people are guessing certain things, but some they are nowhere even near guessing. So that's pretty fun, end quote. So
who's
I don't know
doing
how
the
that
guessing
reveals
of where Section 31 is set, first off. Where is he seeing that? On the one channel in 4chan somewhere that where people talk about it? Because I haven't seen anybody talk about it.
From that quote, they seem to think that means she's going to return back to the Discovery timeline once they do that future jump. And then that's where Section 31 will take place. I don't know how you get that from that quote.
You don't get anything from that quote.
Exactly.
So.
But that's what they're saying.
Clickbait. They made us talk about it.
I don't. Do we have an idea when it's set? No, not at all. We don't know anything about this show.
No, the only thing we know is Michelle Yeoh is going to be in it, and right. I'm hoping she kills Ash Tyler because he's obviously in Section 31 now, right? He's running it. He's running sections of all the stupid shit. He's running Section 31. So, maybe she'll come back and she'll kill him and take it over and make it even more sinister than it was before. But How does she come back without the whole Discovery? See, this is the thing they've boxed themselves into, right? They did. They kind of wrote themselves into that. They can always write themselves out with something stupid, but they did. They wrote themselves into that corner. Discovery is 930 years into the future from where they left off. Michelle Yeoh is with them. So in order for her to run Section 31, there's only two ways for her to do it.
Yeah.
In the future or go back to the past where she was, or go back in the past somehow. And if she goes back in the past, then you would think the rest of the Discovery crew would go with her.
Right.
So,
there's no way you can get any information out of this quote.
No, there's nothing
to go with it towards this. So
frankly, what I would like to see happen is Michelle Yeoh is just a member of the crew on Discovery until Discovery ends, and Discovery somehow ends with them all dying or something, or trying to get back, and some of them die and some of them don't. And Michelle Yeoh winds up back in, Picard's timeline in that time, or maybe a little bit after Picard. She gets involved in Section 31 that way, and then they can do whatever they want, right? And then they're not boxing themselves into all these other historical events that already happened.
You know, the longer this goes and waiting for Section 31, the more I'm starting to think that maybe Section 31 is better as like a component to a show, and even then like a small component. It doesn't need to be its own thing.
No, yeah. And I'm hoping they realize that at some point, because it's not a, it doesn't, well, the more time that goes on, the less likely that show is to happen, period,
for
in
sure.
my mind. Yeah. I just don't, I still don't think, they keep talking about it. I don't think they're going to do it. They'll see how well Strange New Worlds does. They'll get back to that kind of format again. I mean, that show will do great, and the fans will love it because it's Pike and it's Rebecca Romijn, and some people will really hate Spock like me. But I'm telling you, that show will be the second show that they put out in this whole group that gets well received like Lower Decks has. And I know there's people complaining about Lower Decks, but they are very few and far between.
So this will end up being ET2, where it's something that's talked about and it is never made.
Never made. Yep.
Yeah. Probably. And by the way, you can go online and look at the actual treatment for ET2. It's horrifying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Of everything really else bad. They're rebooting or restarting and everything else, I'm surprised no one has tried to do ET2. I mean.
Well, the treatment that they wanted to do back then is that there's another group of ETs that are like bone white and they eat children.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. It's really bad. All right.
What they really should do is have E.T. come back, and it is E.T., and he's old, and he's dying, but he wants to come back and see Elliot one more time. Is the kid who played Elliot still alive? I'm assuming he is.
I imagine. He's got to be in his, like, 40s, right?
It's a perfect time, right?
Yeah. That would be kind of interesting.
Who did play Elliot?
Oh, no, didn't they do that as, like, a commercial that E.T. came back, and it was that kid? Like, they actually had that guy?
Yeah, with the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Next news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com, and the headline is, Chris Pine hopes to get back to work on Star Trek 4.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, who doesn't want a paycheck? So,
yeah, that's not William Shatner, but whatever.
Oh, we'll get Kirk. To Kirk in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this all stems from a new podcast. Things are called Things Are Going Great For Me. Chris Pine did an interview, but the interview was recorded back in April. And just released this week. So you can kind of take it with a grain of salt. They asked him about working with Tarantino on Star Trek and what's going on there. He says, I haven't heard anything. I mean, I get these questions all the time, but I'm like the last person to find anything out. So what have I heard? Tarantino is down to do one. And then who is it? Noah Hawley is going to do something else. Then that fell through. Then he's going to do something with Discovery and the new Alex Kurtzman's cast. So I really don't know. I don't know. Paramount is coming out of a bit of a restructuring, and they have some kind of major corporation restructuring. So hopefully when the dust settles, something concrete will come out of it, and we'll get to work. I'd love to do it.
Huh. Which podcast was that on?
It's called, what was the name of the podcast? Things Are Going Great For Me.
Who hosts that?
I don't know.
Oh. Things
it's a new
great.
Podcast.
Yeah, well, there's a new one every week, every day anymore.
No kidding. And then he went later on in the interview to talk about his audition for Star Trek, and I thought it was kind of funny. One of the things he talks about is he had just done a movie before his audition, and he hated doing the movie, and it almost made him not want to even audition for Star Trek because he thought, I'm just going to do Broadway from now on. Forget this.
Oh, man.
But his agents convinced him. He went and had a blast at the audition, and the rest is history.
Yeah, he's a great Kirk. He really
is. He's great, yeah.
That whole cast, honestly. I mean, you can say whatever you want to about J.J. Verse and all that stuff, but the Kelvin timeline and the horrible Into Darkness movie. But that cast is perfect.
Yeah,
I think all those characters.
I think they're great.
I don't think anybody can argue that against that, honestly. And if you can, then you're wrong. So, whatever.
All right. Our next story comes from StarTrek.com. And the headline reads, Star Trek Discovery Season 1 to air on CBS.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So this means that everything's going to shit in the handbasket. Everything's bad. It's so horrible. They have to put it out for free now because no one's watched it. It's so bad. That's I can hear Nerd and Roddick in my left ear right now.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And it's not that Corona like sabotage production and they need something to fill slots. And
oh, that'll be the next thing too. Yeah. Yeah. CBS is dying. They have nothing to air. Yeah. Yeah. All their originals on CBS All Access will wind up showing on CBS because they're dying for cash. Yeah.
Yeah. They need content. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, it makes sense from a standpoint of, hey, you know what? There's probably a lot of people who haven't watched this yet.
Uh-huh.
Things are slow. Put it out.
And they're going to have all sorts of ads, I guarantee, saying, you want to see season two? It's already up on CBS All Access. Pay for it.
And guess what? In season three is on October 15th. So you talk about a good time to binge everything when you haven't watched any of it yet, right? So there you go. And have it, you got enough time to actually get through both seasons before October 15th. So plenty of time.
It's a smart move.
It is smart. Very smart. Very savvy.
Yeah. This is going to start airing September 24th at 10 p.m. So who knows if they'll still use the F-bomb in there.
Oh, so that's okay. So that changes things. If they're waiting, I thought they were going to be doing this like in the next week or two. I missed that. Yeah. So if they're just going to air it once a week, starting on September 24th, then it's going to be airing while they've got season three on CBS All Access. So,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They can still guarantee.
Yeah, you still spin that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's what, how many episodes is that? 12 episodes, 13, whatever it was, season one?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
13,
so that's,
I think.
Regular, just, hey, do you like this? Do you like this? Come pay more. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So come pay some because they're getting it free to start with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that'll start in September. And then season three begins October 15th. So,
yep. Yeah. Which I am ready for that. I am ready for that. And I'm even more ready for that after watching this last episode of Lower Decks, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. 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 And then it's not really a news story. It's just more of a tidbit from NPR. By the way, Grandpa William Shatner has released a blues album.
Yeah. He released a blues album.
Yeah, the title is called
Blues Album.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
The title's what?
The title's called The Blues.
The Blues.
Right. Original.
Is it gonna be on like Apple Music or Spotify?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, here, hold on.
Yeah.
If it's on Apple Music, we can play it right now.
He's got a rendition of The Thrill Is Gone. And I heard a small clip, and it was pretty awful.
Oh, my God. Okay, William Shatner, artist on Apple Music. The Blues, 14 songs.
Do The Thrill Is Gone. It's
the
pretty bad.
The Thrill Is Gone is the only one available. Here we go.
Perfect.
This is commentary, so we can play this.
Nice.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
I'm guessing that's not him playing.
The thrill is gone.
Nice. All right.
Here it comes. We'll see what William Shatner sounds like. Here we go.
Yeah. Or not. Wait.
Well, should have started there.
Should have.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
Okay, I can't.
Wow.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
That's what he sounds like.
I love that his singing even has dramatic pauses.
No kidding. And not only that, he sounds like he just chain smoked a whole bunch. I mean,
I know.
That's supposed to be the thrill is gone. It's something like that. Instead, it's
the thrill is gone, baby.
Yeah. Somebody's very upset. The thrill is indeed gone.
The thrill is indeed gone. You sound gone. Let's go. Let's find. Okay, so there's other stuff he's saying, obviously, right? So there was 2018's Shatner Clause, right?
Yeah, he did one with Ben Folds. I know that.
This is with Henry Rollins.
Of course it's with Henry Rollins.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
I get takedown notices on YouTube for this.
Dashing through the snow on the one horse open sleigh, or the music all laughing all the way.
I'm Bob Hill Ray.
Wow. Wow.
What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleigh on tonight.
Okay. How about
this is almost as bad as the Macho Man's rap album.
Oh my God. How about 1997's album Spaced Out, the very best of Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner?
Yes.
Song number 13, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Do it.
Here we go. This sounds like every Christmas special from 1960s era something. Or 50s.
I feel
even.
Like we need a velvet carpet or something right now. Nice.
This part's good. I can handle this.
Yeah, this sounds like music. I need a tambourine.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river.
Wow.
With tangerine trees and marmalade sky.
Holy shit. I'm going to try not to. Here's the other one off that album that's a classic. The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins with Leonard Nimoy.
Of course.
This is awesome, though. This is
yeah, it's fun.
Of the earth in the land of Shire lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire with his long wooden pipe. Fuzzy woolly toes. He lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins. Only 3 feet
tall. Okay. So today's show will not be on YouTube as copyright infringement will have taken it down, pulled it down by the time everything gets aired. But you'll be able to listen
to
all
its
glory.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It is commentary though, right? We commented over the top of the audio. So.
Yeah. And we didn't play the full song. So
and we didn't play the full song. They tried to keep it under 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like we're playing whatever.
Yeah.
No one's listening to this stuff. So we just did him a favor, right? So someone's going to go pull it up and we'll get a few listens for no reason.
You know, we're his target audience, Star Trek fans. So we might
are.
Have helped him sell a few albums.
We are.
Yeah.
It's not like, hold on, say...
Boys to Men.
Yeah. I should have been doing this because after we said it,
it's
like,
all
oh, so good. But oh man, the original's not on here.
Yeah.
No
Let's
way.
Back.
No way. Instead, it's whatever this is.
What is it?
Dion Lee. Wow, he just ruined it. Dion, you suck. Well, he's got a good voice, but...
Yeah.
It's not a cappella.
Yeah.
Boys them in. That's right, he's got a good voice. But it's not Boys to Men. I mean, come on, you cannot beat Boys to Men classic stuff. Oops, shit.
Have you ever seen Boys to Men in concert?
Seen who in concert?
Boys to Men.
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have not listened to a lot of their music, but...
I have.
Holy crap. It does not appear to actually be on here.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right.
Well, let's,
no,
let's
end of the road.
Yeah.
But whatever, we can move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. Enough of playing around with that.
Yeah. Well, let's go to feedback.
Okay. Here we go. That'll be easy.
Yeah.
Hailing frequencies. Open.
All right.
I've got none. It's all you.
Yeah.
No voicemails, no emails. So.
Yeah, I got an email from Scott. He's got a caption contest going in our Facebook group. Apparently he posted a picture. It's in there among the posts. It's kind of hard to find. It looks like it's a bunch of the TNG crew in the holodeck, having a very adult time. And
I saw Miles
looks a little annoyed by that.
He's got to clean it.
Yeah. He says that he needs help naming this photo. So if you see that in the group, you know, go ahead and comment a title for that picture.
There you go.
What's not clear to me is whether or not he drew it or someone he knows drew it or they just found it online. I don't know.
If he so drew it, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's hysterical.
It, yeah, his letter or his email says that a friend of his sent it to him, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Who knows?
Get on the Facebook group. If you're not in the Facebook group, now's a good time to go join. Do it while you're listening to the show. Get in there, find the semi-soft porn or cartoon, and give it a name. That painting, essentially, is what he's got. Is that Scott Chrisman? Is that who it is?
Scott, or I clicked out of it.
Different Scott. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that name on the group a lot. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Also, I posted a meme this week that said, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a Dr. Nada," and then use autocomplete to fill in the blank. We had some pretty funny ones. Let's see. Chris said, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a big girl." let's see. What was another one? Christopher says, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a good person." And David's was, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor and not a big fan of your hair." And Angela's was probably my favorite. "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not big girl panties." those were fun. Mm-hmm.
Those were always fun to fill in.
Yeah. So that was the feedback.
All right. We can just move right along. It's going to be a short show today. Move right along into the topic.
Talking about Star Trek in this week's topic. Talking about the Star Trek in this week's topic.
Huh. All right. And of course, the topic is the latest episode of Lower Decks. Episode 4, wasn't it?
Quattro,
Yeah, Lord. Episode Quattro, and it's, what was it called? Mostly wet? I don't know. Moist vessel, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, moist vessel.
Moist vessel, which I don't like that word moist, so I tried to just block that from my head.
Yeah, some people have a real aversion to that word. It doesn't bother me, but.
Yeah, I don't like that word. No. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'll say a lot of cuss words and a lot of nasty stuff. Moist is just not one of them.
It's like cilantro. Some people hate it. Some people love it.
How can you not like cilantro?
Some people have got it like a genetic thing where like it tastes like soap to them.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's so weird. You know, that always brings up that conversation. Okay, what does something taste like, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you always have that everything tastes like chicken, right? If you don't know what it is, it tastes like chicken if it's meat. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, we don't actually know that what I taste is the exact same thing you taste.
No.
Nor do we really know that the color that I see is the exact same color that you see.
Dude, you can send a video to somebody and politically people will extrapolate two different things completely.
Well, you know, that's going back to that dress thing, right? Remember a couple years back, the dress, is it this color or that? Is it gold or whatever? After green or whatever it was, I forget now. Or the sound, the audio sound you play.
Yeah.
Where it was, if some people heard one word, some people heard another. That was like a year ago, I forget. But it's that way with taste, it's that way with sight, and it's that way with sound. So one of my favorite sayings, and I don't know who said it? It's not me. I'm not smart enough to come up with this stuff, but I just forget who said it. But there is no such thing as truth. There is only your perception of it. And that is just a profound thing to think about there for a moment. I mean, that applies to everything. There is no such thing as truth. There is only your perception of it. And it works that way with everything. I don't care what you want to try to point out. I can explain that it works that way with everything. So, I mean,
dude, we're in the Matrix.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Well, I think they figured out that we're not actually in a hologram. There was that theory going around for a while from even physicists saying that everything was really everything that we see is actually really a hologram.
Yeah.
But they've decided that that's not right.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they've decided that that's probably not right. Is there still a chance that it's right? Sure, because in any given
Who knows?
You can do statistics anyway, right? So, like,
right.
1 out of 10 doctors prefer something else other than Crest, right? 9 out of 10 doctors prefer Crest. Okay, well, 1 out of 10 doctors tripped and fell and died and didn't even take the survey. So, Crest is therefore dangerous, you know. So you could make statistics say anything. So, but anyway, that didn't make any sense. So keep going.
So we watched the fourth episode of Lower Decks. they were trying to to find an old ship, right?
It's a generation ship that they found, and they were going to partner with another ship. I forget the name of that ship, but they were going to both tow it. It was a ship of the exact same class and design, which I thought was kind of an odd thing to do, but whatever. I guess they're both just useless. That design of ship goes to useless crews or inept crews. Mm-hmm. So, which I guess makes sense because it looks like kind of it's a cool design, but it's also kind of an inept design. But anyway, so I guess that all makes sense. But yeah, they were just supposed to be space tugs.
The Merced. Back to a starbase. What's the name of that ship?
What was it?
The Merced.
Merced, that's right. And that looks like a cartoon version of, dang, I just lost my train of thought. The name of the captain of the Merced, he's a...
It's supposed to be Tellarite, right?
Tellarite, yeah. I was going to say, it starts with a T. Tellarite, yeah.
Do you know who that special guest voice was?
No, huh?
He sees dead people.
Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah.
That was him?
That was him.
Playing the captain of the Merced?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kudos to them for getting that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and the other fun thing is the Merced is also named after a California town, just like Cerritos.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I cannot wait for the USS Redding or the USS Weed, because those are also towns in California.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's USS Skid Row.
Or, hey, my hometown, USS Santa Ana.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I'm from originally, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah, they should. They probably won't.
No, they probably anyway.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, I don't like the way the episode started, and I don't like how they kept that up through the whole at the end of the episode too. Other than that, it's another one of these little fun. It's a no nonsense throwaway episode. There's no consequences by the end of the episode. Everything's fine again.
Yeah.
We're back to normal. Even Mariner being promoted to a lieutenant and back down to an ensign or whatever. So. Mm-hmm. But there was something just kind of a little off-putting about that first few minutes when she's just blatantly being so disrespectful in the conference room.
Right.
You know,
but I mean, that is her character.
That is her character. And there's nothing about that part that's out of character for her character or out of character for the show itself. That is what Lower Decks is. So we should be prepared for that. But, I don't know. There's just something very off-putting about that. Like, if that ever really happened under anybody's command on any Starfleet vessel, that person would be gone in 2 seconds flat.
Oh, Picard would not stand for that.
No, it'd be gone. Any captain of Starfleet would have that person gone in 2 seconds or thrown in the brig or something.
Sisko would not stand for that.
No, nobody would stand. Yeah. Nobody would stand for that. It doesn't have to be a major captain like Picard or Sisko or Janeway or Archer.
Jellicoe might.
No, I think Jellicoe.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
yeah, I think Jellicoe would probably shoot the individual.
Probably.
And figure out a way to argue that it was justified.
Yeah.
But, and then make him sound like he's the only legitimate person in the room who's making common sense.
Yeah.
Jellicoe has a knack, had a knack of making everybody around him look foolish, and he's the only smart one in the room. So I do love that episode. That's such a, what's the name of that episode? I do love that episode.
I forget the name of it. So I've got a list of
It is a two-parter, yeah.
Yeah, it's a two-parter.
Yeah, anyway.
So I've got a list of Easter eggs from Den of Geeks.
Cool.
But one of the things they talk about is that, you know, in the poker game, how everybody was folding constantly?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be making fun of all the TNG games because they would fold often.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's a ton. I mean, that's what I mean. There's so much to love about this show. Even that little off-putting beginning of it, I still love the show. It was awesome. Yeah. It was a great show. It was a great episode. You know, it was so much fun. And then, of course, the juxtaposition of Tendi and that guy, both basically just trying to get people to like them for no other apparent reason. That guy is totally a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he ends up ascending anyway. Spoiler.
Yeah. The Sorry, I thought you were going to say more than that spoiler.
But... I just stopped. No. Yeah. You're like staring at like, yeah. Is he done? I don't know.
Yeah. One of the things that I saw and I posted it in our Instagram account, somebody noticed that when Mariner got her quarters, there's a painting in the background. That same painting is used in TNG.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's a very deep cut Easter egg right there.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about that before. The guys who are doing the artwork as well as the writing itself, they're definitely TNG geeks. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's in good hands from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Might want to turn it down a little bit on Mariner, but I don't know. I still like her character. So
yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that even though they say it's canon, you got to kind of think it's not.
Yeah, I mean, the whole... Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. Is this canon? Is it not canon, right? They say it's canon, so therefore it is, because this is the people who make Star Trek. Right. So, but this whole Ascension thing where he's about to die and he feels like he's dying, or he says it's painful, it hurts, then he sees the koala and he knows everything now, and he's
See what
the meaning of life is, and then he's gone. I mean, what does the koala know?
I'm just going to print out a picture of a koala and put it on my wall.
Yeah, that was funny shit. I mean, that's just, you know, you're kind of taking the whole Ascension thing and poking a finger at it. That's funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hmm. And Tindy even drops a hint there about, well, is it like a Q in the Continuum, or is it like the Traveler? Or no, does Tindy say that? Yeah, Tindy says that.
Yeah.
So, Mariner says it to Tindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, Mariner knows a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
She knows a lot more than the other members of her area do.
She's Wikipedia. She knows a little bit about everything.
Yep, yep. Oh. I do like that part, though, when the captain and Ransom are trying to give her disgusting duties. Actually, they've already given her disgusting duties, and he's trying to tell her, Ransom's trying to tell the captain that, you know, hey, you know what? She's finding ways to enjoy what she's doing. I've even got her beeping on the beep and then holodeck, and everybody's looking around like at each other, like, what did he just say that? And they go into the captain's quarters and she goes, do people really do that? And he goes in there and he goes, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Somebody posted that question in the group. Like, what would you do in a holodeck?
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
And I posted the JLH, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not?
I don't know.
I mean, even women. I mean, well, okay. We'll put that out there. Guys go right there to that. That's like the first thing that the guy's going to think of, right?
Right.
Ladies, what's the first thing you think of? Send the email to trekcasttng@gmail.com.
I remember years ago, I was in a bookstore and I found this book called Porn for Women. And all it was is like dudes, like ripped dudes going like, hey, you should sit down. I'm gonna vacuum the house for you.
Oh boy.
It's stuff like that.
You know, that's funny you say that though, but that is one of the favorite things that my wife loves is when she wants to take a nap and she goes and lays down and then I'm vacuuming the house while she's napping. That just, she loves that.
Yeah. I
don't know why, but yeah, that's so odd. But
well, there you go. You can get her Mother's Day gift and get her that book.
There you go. I'll go find it on Amazon and have it delivered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, ladies, call the show 816-287-0448 and tell us what you would do in a holodeck that's different than what the dudes all say.
Right. So we were talking earlier about how Nerd Roddick has said that, you know, the new Star Trek is such a failure.
Yeah.
And to continue with that theme, Sci-Fi has a recent article that I thought was kind of funny and I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah.
X-Files is getting a Lower Decks treatment as well, with an animated comedy spinoff that's in the works at Fox.
Oh, my.
So yeah, Lower Decks is such a failure that they're going to do it for X-Files.
That's the thing. I mean, copying is the most sincere form of flattery, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. There's so much Trek going on right now, and it's influencing everything, everywhere.
Right.
It's the first time in a very long time that we've seen it do that. Honestly, I think TOS was the last time that really happened, because it influenced a lot of things that happened throughout the 70s and early 80s, whereas TNG never really did that. You've heard a little bit about it here and there, but it never really influenced things quite like that.
TNG was respected, not parodied.
Correct. And I think the same holds with Voyager and DS9, honestly.
Yeah.
And Enterprise never
scratched that surface. It was
no, it never really took off enough to scratch that surface. It barely limped into season 4.
Right.
So, which is sad, because that was...
Yeah.
I love that show. That show was great.
Yeah.
Even the intro.
I don't know about the intro, but whatever.
Well, you know, when you go back and rewatch Enterprise, the first season, you're like, God, this intro, son of a bitch.
Right.
But by the time you get to the second season, you're singing along with it each time you watch an episode. You know that's what happens. That's just that's
who
what
was
happens.
It that said that, like, you can go to any Star Trek convention, everybody's going to say they hate that song, but then they'll all sing it together?
Everybody will sing it together. That's right. Yeah. And you know why? It's the only theme song with words. It's right. The only one we can all sing together.
Right.
That's why I think Lower Decks should have. I do like their intro because it's kind of short and sweet and gets to gets past the fluff and gets to the point. But it's an instrumental, right? And they should have put some words in there, because that would have been the one to kind of poke fun at a little bit, and really they could have taken the words from the original TOS and kind of twisted them around a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, for sure. Oh man, you want to talk about a topper? Have William Shatner sing it. I mean, that was just.
I mean, you might as well. He's singing already. So.
He's singing already. You know, he's got to keep those royalties coming in somehow.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see.
Any Grandpa's other, got a divorce and needs another horse.
Yeah. And that, what is that? That Priceline money isn't coming in right now because of Corona.
Well, yeah, he's not doing those. He's not doing those commercials anymore with Kelly. Or,
well,
Kaylee.
Not even that. I remember he owns stock in the company, but if people aren't traveling... He's not going to, you know.
I think traveling's picked up a little more than people realize already. I haven't gotten on it yet, but I will be here soon. And I've already looked at a few of them, and there's a few of them where I was shocked it's booked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So, and then we've got plenty of people in the company I work for now is huge. They got 40,000 employees all over the world.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that travel and have traveled this whole time. And so I talk to them every once in a while, and yeah, they're starting to see where flights are fully booked. Like there's no empty seat on the flight. They're starting to see that again. It's not all the time like it was before, but it's every once in a while. So I think people are traveling.
It's hard for me to tell because, you know, I work from home. I don't really do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to you, the world's the same.
Basically.
Except the
big difference is that I don't feel comfortable going to the movie theater yet.
Yeah. The theaters are open again. We've got a couple new movies. The New Mutants is out. I want to see that.
But like, I don't feel comfortable going, so I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to see that.
I think Corona's really dropped down here, but we'll see. Maybe in a couple weeks, I'll feel better about it. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm sure that'll be in theaters for a while because there's not much else that's going to follow it.
That's my other thought. Yeah.
They'll leave it up for a while.
Yeah.
All right. So back to Lower Decks.
Yeah. Back to Lower Decks.
It was a fun show, but I mean, how much are you going to talk about it?
Yeah, it's a half-hour show. We've spent, you know, already like 15 minutes talking about it.
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What are the little
Easter eggs that did you find or pop out?
Let's see.
I like how Boimler got the idea of "I'm going to go bad," and he throws coffee right in Ransom's lap.
Yeah. So apparently the Taco Tuesday reference that comes from a Short Trek, the Calypso Short Trek.
Yeah.
So that's
good.
That's cut. Yeah.
That is a real deep cut. Cause who's seen that? Very few people have watched the Short Treks.
Yeah. Moliardi.
Did you go and look at him? Oh yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Moliardi pops up. So.
Yeah. Boimler says that.
Yeah.
Moriarty.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. The Cerritos computer refers to Captain Pike by saying "hit it." When she says "hit it" and the computer says "hitting it," that's a reference.
Oh yeah, I do remember the computer saying that when they were trying to fix everything and purge the, you know, use that gas or whatever to counteract the agent.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of funny when the computer said that, and I didn't really think anything of it. But you're right. Yeah. That's what Pike says.
And then apparently the medals that Mariner and Freeman received at the end of the episode are almost identical to the medals that the Discovery crew got at the end of season one.
Really?
Yeah, like the style of them. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good show
there's
overall.
A lot of Easter eggs, but those
I'm sure there's a ton. I'm after watching the trailer for next week's episode, that one's going to be hysterical.
Yeah.
See Brad's girlfriend come, and at one point Mariner thinks she's got a tail, so she reaches out to grab her pants and just pulls them off. I mean,
right? It looks funny.
It does look funny. That looks those interpersonal things are what's kind of the little hidden gems of Lower Decks itself, because they can do whatever with them, and they're just hysterical. You know, because you don't see that much. I mean, really, honestly, on TNG, you never saw those interpersonal relationships at all. In fact, Roddenberry wanted to shy away from the interpersonal drama. He wanted to shy away from that, right? So well,
you did see it towards the end. Once
you did,
Roddenberry passed.
You did, yeah. Well, yeah, because now they could kind of They could do it, right? So, which they needed to. I think that was one of the flaws of early TNG. But, you know, well, I guess I say that, but what, the second episode, you've got Tasha Yar and second or third episode anyway, Yar and Data hooking up. So that's about as interpersonal as it gets. Yeah, so she loves data entry.
Yeah, she
did. But no, I think that's one of the nice little things about Lower Decks itself is they're really they're spending a good amount of time on those interpersonal relationships and poking fun at them, tearing them up, pulling them together.
Yeah.
So anyway, and I kind of think that in the end, I think Mariner is gonna kind of I don't know maybe the reason she's doing that next week is because his girlfriend is a monster or something, I don't know, or maybe it's because she's jealous.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Maybe she does
like
Brad.
She kind of have a thing for Ransom, so.
Well, yeah, but that was just the whole come and go.
A flirtation, if you will.
A flirtation, yeah. And maybe that'll come back again. I don't know. But maybe it's one of those things where over time, you know, she does have a thing for Brad Boimler, but doesn't really realize it.
Oh, I'm sure that's coming.
Sure.
I'm sure that's coming.
Yep, just like Tindy and the cyborg.
Rutherford,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird how I know these characters' names way better than Discovery's.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell you Michael Burnham. I could tell you Saru.
And Ash. Captain
Giorgio, Ash Tyler, Tilly, Colbert.
I still don't know the robot Stamets. Lady's name.
The what?
The robot lady.
Arian?
Remember her? The one that died?
Oh, yeah. I have no clue. Well, wasn't that Arium?
Something like that.
I think it's Arium.
And then there's the other, like, she looks like she's got some sort of implant on her.
I can picture her face, but I couldn't tell you what her character's name is. Same thing with the other lady on the other side of the helm control there.
Stamets, I know. Tilly.
Yeah, Stamets and Colbert, yeah, obviously. So there's a decent number of characters we know. I mean, the two pilots there at the front, they're just not major characters. That's why we don't know. They're just there. They're not major characters. Same thing with the communications officer who's always in the back corner. You know, you see him every once in a while, but you never really get any.
I follow one of those pilot guys on Instagram because it came up as a suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Dude really likes to promote himself as some sort of motivational speaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Huh. I mean, he clearly has a nice message. He's trying to be, you know, positive and everything, but.
Sure.
Yeah. It's funny, you'd never get that from the show.
No, well, of course. Well, no. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. And I've said this 1,000 times before, but I'll say it again. You know, when I'm watching these shows and I'm watching these characters, I'm watching the show for the characters. I'm watching the show for the story that those characters are involved in. And I'm watching the show, obviously, because it's Trek. But I'm not watching the show because of the actors playing those characters. I don't really care that much about the actors other than they can do their job. I'm not that interested in hearing about the actors' personal lives or their personal things that they go after any more than I am anything else. And sure, it's nice to hear from them every once in a while when they want to talk about Trek or why they like it and this kind of thing. But yeah, their personal, what they do in their, I've tried to listen to a case in point, Anson Mount. I like the guy. I've tried to listen to his podcast, The Well, every once in a while when he had Ethan Peck on a few times. I listened to that because they talked about Trek. But anything else he's put out on that podcast, I can't listen to because I'm not into it. I don't care. I mean, it's a fine podcast. He does good at it. He's not bad. Yeah. He's got a great voice, but that's not my.
I think you got to be like a super creative type to really like that show. Like,
yeah, he's very creative.
I dug it for a while. I think you would like his Instagram account more because he does a lot of like home renovation stuff.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah. And I sit there and I say what I just said. And at the same time, there are times when I learn little things like that right there that do pique my interest. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hypocrite.
Yeah. Like he posted, I don't know, a few months ago, he created like a bee colony And now, like, him and his wife are making their own honey just to do it.
Okay, that's nuts. I see people doing that, and that's like a thing that's taken off in the last year with people wanting to have their own bee colonies. And there's a lady on TikTok who literally, without masks, gloves, or anything, goes to people's homes who have a bee infestation and pulls out the hive, finds the queen, takes them all with her, and relocates them to save the bees. And she's doing it without any protective gear. And I'm just sitting there going, I would just die from fear. Within getting 10 feet of those things without any protective gear on, I'd be anxious with all that gear on.
Yeah.
I can't take the bees and the wasps and the.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we have a new member of our house as of yesterday. New baby in the house.
What do you got?
So a little baby, 8 week old golden doodle. She's a little black golden.
You got the dog.
We bought the dog, went and picked her up yesterday. Finally, we've been waiting for about 8 weeks, actually, ever since she was born, to be ready to go pick her up from the breeders.
You should post a picture of the dog in the group.
Yeah, I'll do that. We needed to get her cleaned up yesterday. She wasn't exactly sparkly clean when we picked her up, but that's okay.
You know, my corgi's pretty dirty right now, too.
Yeah. But she's a sweetie, and she's just so shy and so calm and quiet.
What'd you name her?
Well, Finley. That's her name. F-I-N-L-E-Y. But I was really pulling for Tilly. But because she's got really curly black hair. I mean, it's obviously
it's not
Tilly's curly red hair, but it's curly hair. So, but that was the runner up. Well, the runner up was Poppy and Tilly. So, one point I wanted to name her Ro. Everybody loved that name, Ro. Mm-hmm. But it sounds too much like no. So,
Rut-row.
Or a dog, you could do that. Yeah. Rut-row.
Right.
But anyway, no. So, yeah, I'll put up a picture in the group. Sweet. Finley Gray is her name. So
nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Well, I guess that's pretty much it. Like,
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
We managed to do her.
Well, hopefully Dan will be back next week.
Yeah, let's hope so. We always miss Dan, you know. We handle it just fine. It's, you know, we're bipedal without Dan. It's just the two of us. We kind of stumble along, but we make it work. But we're better as a tripod, all three of us. Indeed. You know, nice and stable.
It's like Voltron. We're better fully formed.
Yeah, and so that's exactly. And so that's another great thing, too, to bring up. I mean, neither one of us got interrupted by Dan this week telling us how bad or wrong we were. So everybody who's listening, you can go back and listen and just pretend that you're Dan and interrupt us and then send us that email and tell us where we were wrong. So we'll see how long it takes Dan to go, what did you text me and be like, you son of a. All right.
Great.
I guess that is it. And we are. I don't have, yet again, I do not have an outro.
Well, there you have it. Another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us. We'll get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.